USA Radio News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu unveiled today what he said was a, quote, half ton of Iranian nuclear documents collected by Israeli intelligence, claiming the trove of information proved that Iranian leaders covered up a nuclear weapons program before signing a deal with the international community back in 2015. Netanyahu talks about some of the evidence he has to back up his claims.
Here's what the files included. Incriminating documents, incriminating charts, incriminating presentations, incriminating blueprints, incriminating photos. We've shared this material with the United States, and the United States can vouch for its authenticity.
A family spokesman says former President George H.W. Bush will remain hospitalized so he can continue to regain his strength. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Nationwide gasoline prices are now at their highest level since November 2014. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Summer demand is up, the economy is up, and so is the national average for gasoline prices. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.
National average is hitting $2.81 a gallon. That's the highest tally since November of 2014, whereas 1 week ago, the national average stood at $2.76. That tally now 44 cents a gallon higher than where we were last year.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy tells us prices at the pump only in Florida were down 1 penny on average over the past week.
The NFL draft concluded this weekend, and the NFL's current collective bargaining agreement effectively determines what rookies will earn based on where they were selected in the draft. For instance, the number one pick overall, Baker Mayfield, can expect to sign a contract worth right around $32.5 million for 4 years, with 21.9 of that guaranteed over those 4 years. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After traveling through Mexico for a month under the Trump administration's watchful eye, nearly 200 Central American migrants attempting to seek asylum in the United States were stopped in their tracks when border inspectors said at that crossing the facility did not have enough space to accommodate them. Brandon Judd is the National Border Patrol Council president. He says things were a lot different under President Obama.
The Obama administration, we just let anybody and everybody. Everybody that came to the ports of entry, we would take them, we would process them, then we would release them under the catch and release program, which of course was the magnet that caused people to come to the United States and make illegal entries. But this time the president has said, no, if you come to the port of entry, it is the United States government's right to tell you, we can't process you right now. Come back tomorrow.
More than 500 homes are under a threat from the rapidly expanding tinder fire in Arizona, which exploded from 500 acres to 8,000 acres in the span of a few hours yesterday. Roads were closed and a shelter was set up near Flagstaff, Arizona, where the Red Cross is there lending a hand.
We can put even 200 people. We have two trailers that are set up for this emergency.
The windy conditions will continue today as firefighters fight those fires. The winds are expected to be over 25 miles an hour. And finally, back on this date, in 1945, holed up in a bunker under his headquarters in Berlin, Adolf Hitler committed suicide by swallowing a cyanide capsule. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.